Okay, today we learned Erevin Daf Nun Dalit. I'm really Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Shinna Chatov Achol Chatov Ishti. Shmuel told Rav Yehuda, grab every opportunity in this world since life is very short. Rav de-emphasized the value of leaving a lot of money for a person's children because they're going to grow and have the ability to support themselves. Rabbi Shobin Levi said that somebody walking unaccompanied should learn Torah. Torah also helps when suffering from pain in the head, throat, stomach, bones, and entire body. In this way, Torah is better than any medicine, because most medications only work for specific parts of the body. Torah works for everything. Rabbi Yitzchak, and Rava each bring psukim to illustrate that learning Torah out loud will cause Torah to be remembered, bring a person simcha, bring the Torah close, and fulfill his heart's desires. Rava explains a seeming stira in the pasuk he quoted about learning Torah out loud. On the one hand, it says "Taivas libo nasatalo," his heart's desires are fulfilled even without verbalizing anything. That refers to somebody who is zoche. On the other hand, the pasuk says "Varesha sfasa balmanata sela," only when he verbalizes his request, his wishes will be granted forever. That refers to somebody who is not zoche. Simna nakim lechiyav luchas charus. The Gemara brings various traits necessary for success in Torah. First, in Mesim Adamatsmo Ka'anag Zev, a person is like a necklace that is easygoing and not always visible. Talmudim Meskayim Biyado, he's going to retain his learning. Second, in Mesim Adamatsmo Ka'arugazu, a person's like a bed of spices that he humbly allows others to trample on him and gives pleasant aroma to other people by teaching them Torah, he'll retain his learning. Third, in Adam Mesim Atzmo Eslachiyav Ke'evenzu, if his cheeks are like stones that don't get worn down from teaching Torah, he'll retain his learning. Parenthetically, the Gemara mentions that had the first luchos not been broken, we would never forget our Torah, and no nation would have power over us. Finally, Rava Breder of Yosef Bar Chama went to make peace with Rav Yosef and explained the names of all the names of the encampments of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. He explained that they refer mostly to the midah of humility and how a person who stays humble even after accomplishing a lot in Torah will retain his learning, while somebody who is arrogant will be lowered by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And finally, Rav Huna emphasizes the need to be kechaya zushet oreses v'ocheles, like a wild beast that crushes its prey, and that a person should constantly review his learning. The Gemara teaches us the importance of reviewing one's learning in several ways. Torah is compared to a te'ina, an ayelas, and a dud, because every time we learn, we find flavor in it and is beloved as much as the first moment we ever learned. Ba'ahavasa tishke tamin teaches that a person should be crazy with love of Torah, like Reb Lazar, who was so engrossed in learning that he forgot his cloak. Parenthetically, the Gemara explains in Pasuk in Shoftim, Richvi asanos tzacharos yoshve al midan v'halchei al derech sicho, to refer to people who travel to learn Torah, work hard to achieve perfect clarity in Torah, and shekol sichas on divrei Torah. Every conversation consists of the words of Torah. Rav Shizbi teaches that a person who learns massive amounts of information for a short amount of time and does nothing to retain it will not live a long life. Instead, Rav Dimi teaches, he should be like a bird hunter who takes the time to break the wings of each bird he catches so it won't fly away. Along the same lines, Rav Huna taught not to make Torah into large bundles of information, but instead to gather little by little. While Rav reported that many Rabbanim ignored this advice, Rav Nachman Yitzchak says he was successful in following it. Tan Rabbanim, Ketzad Seder Mishnah. The Brisa explains how Torah was taught by Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael. First he would teach Aaron, then Elazar v'Isamar came in and he'd teach again, then the Zakenim came in and he'd teach again, and then the rest of Klal Yisrael came in and he'd teach again. Moshe would then leave and Aaron would teach, then Aaron would leave and Elazar v'Isamar would teach, and then they would leave and the Zakenim would teach. This system ensured three benefits. First, that everybody was taught four times. Second, the proper respect was given to Elazar v'Isamar, Aaron, and the Zakenim. And third, that everybody had the unique experience of learning directly from Moshe Rabbeinu. Even though there's machlokes tanaim, whether Aaron stayed on Moshe's left side or moved to his right side, all may agree that proper protocol when three people walk is to have harav be'emtsav gadol b'yamino v'katam b'smol, the teacher in the middle, greater student to his right, lesser student to his left. In this case, the Rabbanon just thought that Aaron could remain on Moshe's left so as not to trouble him to move. Right? Pray to Havaleah who tell me there. Pray that a student who would need to teach that he would need to teach the material to 400 times. Once before going out to do a mitzvah, he had to teach the student an extra 400 times before the student understood it. A baskal offered a choice of either 400 more years of life, or he and his generation get Olam Haba. When he chose the latter, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Tnulo zuvazu. Let him have both rewards. Amar Rav Chisda, Ein Torah Nikmas Ela B'Simanim. The daf concludes with the importance of developing mnemonics to remember one's learning and derives this from sukkim that refer to making simanim, tziyunim, and modaim. We then list three ways to understand the pasuk that says Lo b'shamayimi, that Torah is not in the Shemayim, it's not in heaven. First, even if it were in Shemayim, we would have to come up with a plan to reach it. Second, Lo timtzu b'mishe magbiya daito ala b'shamayim. We won't find it in somebody who thinks he has as a towering and very broad intellect, so the Torah is easy for him. And finally, Lo timtzu b'gasei haruach. Arrogant people will not be successful in learning Torah. And that's the basic summary of Erev and Daf Nun Daled, all about Talmud Torah.